Books on Tape presents The Second Perimeter by Mike Lawson, read by Scott Brick. Prologue. From his office window, Norton could see a Los Angeles-class attack submarine moored at one of the piers. He was too far away to read the sub's hull number, but he thought it was the USS Asheville, SSN 758. He had worked on the Asheville last year. Spent a lot of time drinking with some of the chiefs. He stared at the sub a minute longer, then, realizing he was just stalling, turned the rod and closed the Venetian blinds. It was unlikely that anyone would be able to see what he was doing through a fourth-floor window, but he couldn't take that chance. Norton turned away from the window and peered over the partitions that enclosed his cubicle. It was lunchtime. There were four guys playing cribbage two cubicles over, and near the door, a secretary buffing her nails. There wasn't anybody else in the office that he could see. He had sent Mulherin up to bullshit with the secretary. Mulherin was good at bullshit. If anyone started to come down the aisle in Norton's direction, Mulherin would slow the person down and say something to warn him. Having no further reason to delay, Norton pulled the chessboard out of his backpack. The board was 13 inches square and 1¼ inches thick, a little thicker than most chessboards. He pressed down on one side of the chessboard, and a thin door popped open and 12 chess pieces spilled out onto his desk. He then tipped the chessboard downward, and a slim laptop computer slid out of the hollow space between the top and bottom of the chessboard. The chessboard had been Carmody's idea. After he used the laptop, Norton would slide it back into the hidden compartment in the chessboard.